Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Big bonus at the description box of this video. If you look down below, you're going to see a link that'll take you to a place where all of our former YouTube videos have been cataloged into an audio format. It's a great place to go, especially if you're traveling and you just want to listen to one after the other. And why would you want to listen to us? Because this is where you're hearing real history and real truth. And speaking of that, Thomas, what's really going on with this impeachment?
Well, as you can tell, Pelosi is very sad. She was so sad, and I like the joke that Tom Cotton said, the reason she waited to deliver the articles of impeachment is she was waiting for her gold-plated pins to be delivered. Because after she signed it in a great mood of sadness and absolute sobriety, she excitedly passed out a pin to every person that was there. And she had plenty of extras, too, because it's such a historic event. But it is a loser event. It's the same event as when she signed, you know, the Green New Deal when it passed. Also, totally psychotic. No one can even believe the tenets of such ideas. And so let's remember that Pelosi, the only good news about Pelosi's signing and delivering the impeachment articles is that she thinks that she's impeaching Bush. You know, she doesn't can't remember that it's Trump. She's just like Joe Biden. You know, he went on saying, you know, so many times referring to Trump as Bush, they are so locked up in the past because of their Alzheimer's. And if you don't understand they have Alzheimer's, then you don't know people with Alzheimer's.
Well, I tell you, it actually looks that way. It looks like we are seeing senior citizens in a nursing home, stuck in the hallway, doing, you know, how they repeat things over and over and over and again. But these people have their position at Capitol Hill, and nobody can take them out.
Well, Biden and Pelosi are severely, they had dementia. There's just no two ways around it. Anyway, let's go on. So then they, you know, ceremoniously deliver them to the Senate, and Mitch McConnell's over there. And Mitch McConnell is such a seasoned, professional criminal politician that in everything that he's responding, he's laughing. Have you noticed this? Almost with every single response, he gives his little Kentucky chuckle at the end. Why? Because he can close it all down immediately, and John Roberts is a scumbag if he even accepts the beginning of it. When they go to impanel him, if he accepts it after he has read the articles which are on display, where everybody's supposed to go read them and make sure that they're real, you know, Adam Schiff read them, insinuating that there's more to come, there'll be more articles to come, that's what he's insinuating. I'll tell you what they are, and I'll tell you how we predicted all of those. But let's just hang out for a minute with the idea of Mitch McConnell is going to impanel Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, who is a criminal, who is a liar, who has epilepsy and still drives a car, and failing medications, who adopted two children and lied about it. I mean, this is the Supreme Court Justice who, as they say, conservative, but he's not conservative. He was in Obama's pocket. He's changed the Constitution. He's changed laws. He's going to preside over this. The funniest part is they don't get to use their cell phones. They don't get to stand around and do all their politics. And when it comes time to vote, for once, we get to see them stand in their place and vote yay or nay so that we can look at their disgusting scumbag faces as they're voting instead of just pushing a button from their office. Now, what's going to happen? Well, we told you from the beginning, we couldn't predict what's going to happen. This is the greatest political insanity in U.S. history. Never, ever, ever anything like this. This is unprecedented. I can name lots of other events that come close, but no, nothing comes quite this close. Because why? It continues. Here's what Adam Schiff is talking about. He's talking about getting the people that he falsely subpoenaed, and it was brought out in his kangaroo court, changed up from Intelligence Committee to the Judicial Committee to do the investigation, which wasn't an investigation. It was actually just it was a vote to support the idea of an inquiry. It was not an investigation. It was not in any way an investigation, because why? Only one side was presented. You can't do an investigation. Matter of fact, even if you do in a grand jury present one side, you also have to present the exculpatory evidence if there is any, or you get into the same legal bind that Judge Sullivan is in with General Flynn.
They don't care about the rule of law, Thomas, and nobody's taking them down.
Well, here's what they want. Nadler is still waiting.
Would you just call him Nadless? Okay?
He is a disgusting
being.
Yeah,
it's Nadless and Shift for Brains, okay?
I've never, ever seen a picture of him where I could stand to look at him. He is some kind of creature from below the earth. He's not a human being, in my opinion. But anyway, Nadler is waiting for the overthrow of the Constitution and the Department of Justice so that he can get his hands on the Robert Mueller material on obstruction of justice, because he has nothing. He has obstruction of Congress. There is no such law. And even if there was, there's no penalties. They don't have any teeth in anything they do in Congress. That's why everybody can lie. It's like being in a court. Lawyers lie on both sides, and the judge tries to figure out what's going on, but was probably slanted before he came into the case. Anyway, Nadler wants those materials from the grand jury indictment, the materials that are still sealed, because of they were sealed on purpose with the illusion that 17 cases are going on out of the Robert Mueller special counsel investigation, which all of those are complete scams. But they were built that way to make sure that we would never see the evidence of the Robert Mueller special counsel investigation. Because if we saw the list of all the people he actually interrogated, we would know that he lied about not knowing anything about Fusion GPS. Impossible. Impossible. Unless he just absolutely had nothing to do with the investigation. It's the only way that he could not know Fusion GPS, which he testified it was beyond his purview and he knew nothing about them, and that had nothing to do with the investigation.
Well, no, I think it was shock on his face when he was asked that question, because a patriot asked him that question, and he was shocked, like, how did you know about Fusion GPS? Our intelligence communities didn't inform the president about Fusion GPS. It was surprise.
Yeah, and the other thing that they're waiting on is they are hoping that they can get the judge to say that it is a rightful subpoena for all the people that the demon rats, the CHIF, subpoenaed to his kangaroo court in the sub-basement, as they call it. Not even the basement of the Capitol, it's the sub-basement. So the sub-basement of the Capitol, they want to know... They want to try to prove that those subpoenas are valid, which they are not, and the court did not stand behind them. The court stood behind their right to subpoena, but it did not support, and this is the fine division of the law that we have to go in with this, because this is what they write on, the absolute razor edge of interpretation of the law, and that's what we're going to come up with the Impoundment Control Act of 1974, which is what they're trying to pull on him now. Did you notice that in the biggest day for American trade with China deal and the...
USMCA.
USMCA. What is the front leading headline? What? That there is an agency accusing the White House of breaking the law, because the Office of Management and Business is being accused by a sub-agency, the Government Accountability Office, of wrongdoing that they're blaming on the White House because of an act that was enacted in 1974, basically to stop President Nixon from doing the worst budgetary manipulation anyone ever did, probably. And well, it was stopped. No one's ever done it since, because there's new legal ways that Obama did it.
This is Senior Executive Services in operation.
Correct. This is a sub-agency saying a regulation, the recommendation basically only of a regulation, is a law that Trump broke when Trump didn't break the law. And I'm going to explain that to you in just a minute. But, well, let's explain that now. On early July, after seeing what had already been reported to him by his intelligence agency since January of 2018, which was Joe Biden, the release of the tape of the Council on Foreign Relations, where Joe Biden says he's going to manipulate a foreign government into firing their chief prosecutor. It doesn't matter that his son was connected to Burisma. Has nothing to do with it. The fact that we and Trump saw that and it came to him in January of 2018, like it came to all of us a little bit later, all over the news, and now it's everywhere. The moment that the president saw that, it was his duty to open an investigation into it, because that was the worst political manipulation between countries that I have ever seen coming from America. That was Joe Biden bragging that his testicles are so big that he can force a corrupt foreign government to fire their head prosecutor because he didn't even give a reason.
No, he thought it was Tony Soprano. And that tells us a lot about the way they do operate.
And also, he's going to say that he was told by the State Department to go over there and throw his weight around. For Hillary, correct. Why? Because they'd already paid Hillary, you see. So then the corruption going on in Ukraine is so endemic. It's so bizarre. I don't even want to start on it today because I get totally lost in describing the corruption in Ukraine at that moment. But Trump saw it happening in front of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is where all the evil for all foreign relations happens in America up until now, until today, yesterday, I think it was, the CAT report, the best report in the world on news anywhere in the world. If you're not reading the Citizens Addicted to Truth report, the CAT report every day, then you are totally missing out, because it points out in there that now the Council on Foreign Relations, as I have said, has not squeaked a peep, except when Joe Biden's quid pro quo tape got leaked, except until 2 days ago when they said they're going to take over control, and we must take over control of the United States education of our children and make sure that we brainwash them. And then they made a list of the things that needed to happen so that our children are brainwashed. So the Council on Foreign Relations now has decided they're giving up on the MAGA generation. They're just going straight for re-education in the old good British way through good schools where the brainwashing is taught from the beginning and all the teachers are part of the propaganda intelligence.
Where's Betsy DeVos?
Zelensky of Ukraine was elected. He was a comedian on the air, okay, playing the president. He got elected. No one expected that. I mean, when even Trump later, he, as a cheerleader, saying, oh, yeah, yeah, some people over there told me you're going to get elected. No, he didn't have a chance in hell, because we've already seen two. If he got elected, good chance he would be overthrown by a George Soros, rogue CIA, United States, you know, all of our good agencies. I can name them all. I've done it so many times it makes me want to vomit. Zelensky could have been overthrown by another color revolution just like that. Always happens right around an election. What was Trump waiting on? He was waiting to see if he was going to actually be able to empower a parliament, or what we'd call a parliament, a group, a Congress supporting him. So he was waiting. In July, he did not hold up, liars, liars, pants on fire, $400 million. That money, almost half of it had already gone. But $250 million of it, he had the duty to determine if Zelensky was going to use that money, and particularly Javelin missiles, properly or improperly. If Zelensky uses Javelin missiles, which were refused by the previous administration, even, you know, even Bolton demanding, everybody, all the war hawks demanding it, McCain, Obama didn't help Ukraine out a single bit. They lost Crimea and they lost two provinces in the Donbass. Gave them no Javelin missiles. So Trump is giving them Javelin missiles. It is in the contract, as the president must make certain that anti-corruption mechanisms are in place and working. Well, they sure weren't working before Zelensky. And they sure aren't working now, because now the Zelensky government, part of it, his deep state, is doing an investigation, supposedly, based upon Lev Parnas, into whether the previous ambassador who Trump fired, a horrible person who had a list of the criminals that she said no one could investigate that were Americans in Ukraine or Ukrainians by the Americans. She was running the worst cover of anybody except maybe Gina Haspel in Britain, in London, for the CIA covering for Stefan Halper's framing of Papadopolos.
I'm sorry, but this is disgusting. Top that. It's our vendor standby, because she's running it all.
Well, that's true. And so what's really going on is Trump saw that the Congress had appropriated through the National Defense Authorization Act through a subclause stating exactly what the money would be used for, $250 million to Ukraine through the Defense Department, which it is his job to control. And if he wants to not give it, he doesn't have to, because he may know super top secret. And it says right there, it says in the very act that they're condemning him for, the ICA, Impounding Control Act. So what it says is that the Government Accountability Office should be able to, through the ICA, tell the Office of Management and Business, no, you're not spending the money within the time frame Congress gave it to you for. Well, that's true. That's always true. Otherwise, it flows into the next year, except for the defense budget. Hello? Does anyone know how much over budget we are in the defense from the time that we have done audits? $11 trillion, if you add them all together. Remember, Rumsfeld admitted $2.5 trillion. What was that? Right after a false flag that he conducted. So, to overspend on the defense budget or not to spend, that's up to the president. What they're complaining about would be affected by the $150 million as the second part of the $400 million, which was already given. So to say he held up that appropriation is stupid. Not only is it stupid, it's wrong, and it shows that these agencies are trying to conflate, confabulate, and completely conspire to make it look as if Trump has done something wrong. No, here's the rules. Read the act. ICA, 1974. It says he has 45 congressional working days to determine if he wants to hold up something that the Congress has said should be appropriated in these acts, and that he then can hold it up for one of three reasons. Okay? So no matter what, the first reason is because he has new information. Well, his new information was Zelensky was just elected. Zelensky didn't have actually a supportive government yet, and we were waiting on that. He hadn't even been inaugurated, and Trump had already congratulated him on April the 1st and certainly didn't try any quid pro quo or try anything or try to say, hey, don't forget, you want money from me? I am the commander-in-chief. I have to have your proof of your anti-corruption mechanism that demonstrates that you have found corruption, because there always is, especially in military money. We now know 26... Okay, you're not going to believe this, so I'll hold that for a minute. But millions of dollars already had come up missing, and $26 billion over a period of time through Burisma had come up missing. So Trump had every right to say, hey, what the heck is this I saw with Joe Biden at the Council on Foreign Relations saying that he got your head prosecutor fired, and I looked into it, he did. Well, what is that about? Now I'm being told that there are five investigations into Burisma, that there are billions of dollars missing, $1.7 billion directly related to USAID, not to mention OPIC, not to mention all the other State Department gifts through Hillary Clinton because of emolument returns from Victor Pinchuk, who gave her $10 million. No one's going after that. Not even in a super PAC. He just gave $10 million and he's a Ukrainian. Well, that is basically Russian meddling in our election. And so nobody's looking into any of those things. So here's Trump saying to Zelensky on a telephone call the second time, hey, can you look into this corruption for me? As a matter of fact, I think you need to do something about it because your time is running out, because I am only going to parcel out for you the $250 million until you prove to me that you can even address the corruption that I see in my own United States television mainstream media, who is a supporter of Joe Biden. So please, don't tell me you can't see the corruption, President Zelensky, because if you can't, I ain't giving you the money. And that would be point one under the ICA 1974 Act that allows the president to do so.
But President Trump, being a master of words, all he had to do was tweet out CrowdStrike.
And server. But nobody knows what server. He's done this before. Before we described it was the server of Becerra in his office that Imran Awan was basically sending everything through that server to an offsite server and then selling it to everyone in the world who wanted to pay, and including Hillary's server in her basement, as well as the DNC server, as well as John Podesta's emails, Hillary's emails, and the entire DCC hacking and it was surveillance by Imran Awan. And then later, Dmitry Alperovich through CrowdStrike put a thing called Falcon on the DNC. So he has a copy of everything.
Wait a minute, they're back again, because now they're back at Burisma.
But those are ex-employees of CrowdStrike. And I wanted to point that out. There were three things that came out today. One was accusing a hack job on the Russians, same people, GRU, same people founded, CrowdStrike people, to say that these documents that we might see in the Senate trial about Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and about Christopher Hines, and about Devin Archer, and about Kofor Black, oh, those are fake.
Yeah.
Those are hacked documents by the same exact excuse as Hillary's DNC when it got exposed by WikiLeaks. To cover the bases, they use CrowdStrike, Dmitry Alperovich, and what's his name, the other
Sean
guy?
Sean Henry.
Now they're using two of their
former
guys.
Former FBI Sean Henry.
Mm-hmm. Former CIA.
CrowdStrike paid and funded by Google. Come on, people.
Come on. Same ones who the Ukrainian artillery that caused the whole Donbass fake war. That was, again, Dmitry Alperovich coming in basically saying, continue the artillery fire because the Russians are coming after you. He was basically, he was fomenting war, okay? He is a war criminal. So you have, again, CrowdStrike coming in. What server? Well, there is another server because some people say, dig this. And I must admit this time, Trump got ahead of me.
No.
Yeah. Even though I called out Alexandra Chalupa as being a member of the Atlantic Council, a friend of CrowdStrike founder, Dmitry Alperovich, a Russian spy who had already been arrested by the FBI for being a cyber attacker, was put in prison and then brought out, and now he's the number one person that is being used for all of our cyber needs throughout the entire world. Unfriggin' believable. He's a Russian dissident, basically, and his father controls the crypto keys for so many groups, including defense, corporate, and otherwise. I don't even want to get into it because it's so stupid that we participate in this kind of nonsense, and it's always the same people doing the same junk. So, Burisma, today. So, when impeachment becomes final, what happens? Oh, the Russians hacked Burisma.
Well, we are working with idiots, so.
And Nadler says, and Nadler and Schiff say, don't worry, we have more evidence coming from, you know, that can't possibly legally be given from Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation, or to have a court determine that our fake subpoena is real, and that would then prove obstruction of justice instead of just obstruction of Congress. Well, that's obstruction of Congress. Obstruction of justice they want to get from these grand jury papers that they can't get. Oh, but here's the biggest deal of all. Now, had you been following the news, you'd notice that One American News is being bought by who? Who's buying One American News?
Well, it wasn't very clear. There's a bunch of people in there.
It's a bunch of criminals. They're trying to buy the only station that's doing anything good out there. They're better than Fox. They went with Rudy Giuliani to Ukraine to meet with the very attorney generals that were part of these issues and got their stated documents, got so many documents that you can't even count them all.
Look. I had even seen in there where Mitt Romney is behind this too. Come on. What's happening is that the globalists have got to shut down OAN before the election. So they're going to go in there and buy it. And then they'll make everybody think that, oh, they're friendlies. And then they're going to do just like Matt Drudge did. But of course, Matt Drudge was never, ever a friendly, folks. That was put out there to be controlled opposition. If you noticed over time, it only took you to mainstream media propaganda sites. Now, every once in a while, he may take you to some spurious alt media station, but I guarantee you, every time I click on, it's going to a place that's promoting the globalist agenda. So if this purchase goes through with OAN, you might as well just turn it off because they've been had. Just like Salem Media.
And
anything that comes off of Salem Media is limited in what they can say.
Just like you said, Breitbart is no friend, and it's been bought now.
Cher, why would I care what Cher?
Drudge has been bought now.
What's his name? Meatloaf?
Meathead? Oh, Meatloaf, yes.
Why are they on the top of the news? Why? Because they pay for their position there.
Precisely. That's why Breitbart keeps running. Because they don't have the Mercers backing them anymore. Now they have Hollywood crazies backing them.
No, they have the Chinese backing them, and the Chinese are pulling the puppet strings of these Hollywood types. That's my opinion.
Steve Bannon, who used to work for Breitbart, sold himself out to China. Now he's come back, and he's acting like he's Trump's friend to get back in with Trump so that he can have some manipulation and control over the tariffs. If you haven't noticed, Bannon was for Trump completely until Trump didn't do exactly what he said. Then he became a crazy maniac. Then he went for China with Kissinger. And then he became crazier. And then he came back, and now he's Trump's friend. No, that is how China does things. China gets you to China, pays you off, gives you whatever you want, says yes to everything, sends you back here, and you're their spy, and then they manipulate you in ways that you can't even imagine because you start to believe their totalitarian insanity. And it is. China is nothing but insane. Now, going back, Trump didn't break any ICA law. Here's what he did. He saw the corruption. He saw a TV star elected. He didn't trust him. Why would he trust him? He had no experience. He wasn't like Trump, who for 30 years had been making political commentary and has yet to be wrong. Even they can't find anything Trump ever said that was wrong. Okay? So he isn't like that. So he didn't trust him. And so he congratulated him in April. And then he said he was going to have a talk with him. So he had a talk with him on July the 25th, right? Well, 1 week before that, on July 18th, it became formal what had started in the beginning of July, saying, hey, we're not giving Javelin missiles to this guy until he can answer some questions about corruption. Because the corruption there is so disgusting that it's right here on our own news being stuck in our own face, and Joe Biden and Joe Biden's son and Christopher Hines and Jim Carrey and the Logan Act and what they did in Ukraine and what they've done in Iran and what they've done with sneaking money from Europe to Iran. These people are criminal, and they just think they can get away with it because for 8 years under Obama, everybody did their own criminal activities, including Obama. Obama, 26,000 bombs he dropped, never got approval for one of them. And yet Trump drops a couple bombs on the worst terrorists in the world. And what do we have? They're going to have War Powers Act. Okay, the War Powers Act will have no effect. Okay, that is complete nonsense. It's a resolution. Okay, it's nothing but a resolution. It's stupid. Now, on July 25th, when he spoke with Zelensky, of course he wanted Zelensky to demonstrate. I mean, Trump is not going to go over there and say, I'm for Zelensky and I'm against Putin, because that's the way it is always played in the mainstream media. If you are anything but hate Putin, and there's good reason to hate Putin, but if you're anything but hate Putin, then so no matter what you do is going to be seen in that light. So if he would have gone to Zelensky's inauguration, what the heck? Oh, wait. Did he go to Yanukovych's? Did he go to anybody in Ukraine's inauguration? Did any president go to any inauguration in Ukraine? Only Joe Biden would go. Because why? From the get-go, all 8 years, Joe Biden was enriching himself through Ukraine, because Ukraine's oil pipeline could be turned on and off and charge Russia whatever they want. They could gouge them, and Joe knew this. So he said, I want to get in on these these two different Burisma and Nafco oil companies in Ukraine and stop Chevron and the others from coming in here and using the oil that's in Ukraine. We'll get that later. And so you can see that George Soros is after that oil, whereas Burisma was just after manipulating the lies of how much they said oil came through Ukraine. Okay, that's what that's really all about. Well, Nord Stream 1, when it was put in by Russia, beat all of that. And so then all of this fell apart. And that's the reason it wasn't tight. And that's the reason you get really half-assed criminals. Now, One American Nation went with Rudy Giuliani over to Ukraine, and with the help of Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, who are Siamese twins, and I'm going to get to that in a minute, they're Ukrainian businessmen, came to America, became Americans, and they donated a bunch of money, millions of dollars, to Trump's inaugural event. So what? That means nothing. That was Michael Cohen got all kinds of people to donate millions, and he got part of it. He stole it from Trump, saying it was his legal fees. Michael Cohen received $5 million in just one deal like this where he was manipulating people. Why? Michael Cohen is corrupt and he went to jail. And that's what they used to go after Trump, just like they used Alex Sater, a corrupt person, to go after Trump, saying that he did deals with him.
Alex Sater. You mean Felix?
Felix Sater. Okay. Oh, I always get his name wrong.
I always got to keep people straight.
Felix. I can't say the name Felix. It reminds me of other weird things. So Felix Sater is totally corrupt. And who's just as corrupt? Well, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman were Ukrainians. They weren't powerful Ukrainians. They were half-baked businessmen who came to Florida and wanted to be like Trump and actually opened ridiculous organizations. And they were totally into, you know, I want the big deal. I can get the big deal in Ukraine. Why? Because big deals go down all the time with little people over there, because that's why they make so many mistakes. So unfortunately, there's like five things were released at one time trying to show they're going to impeach Trump. And one of them was that there was, I'll get to Lev in a minute. One of them was that Yanunovich, the prior ambassador who Trump fired, was being spied on. Yeah, she was being spied on so that Trump could fire her. It wasn't spies. It was just people looking at what she was doing. And it was so evident what she was doing was so corrupt. And she was turning a blind eye to all the corruption, and that she was allowing George Soros anti-corruption groups to come in and take over the government. That's the part I love. And that George Soros literally said to the largest oil company in Ukraine, I'm going to give you this year $1 billion, spend it as you want. After that, I'm going to be on your board. And my anti-corruption group is going to say that I'm not corrupt. And they did. And she allowed that. And Trump fired her. And she should be fired. Now, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman got, when Rudy said, well, these are Ukrainians, let's look into this Ukraine. I don't know much about Ukraine. He talked to them and these guys said, I'll give you the whole world on a platter. So they did. They gave him Ukraine. Rudy went there, did not get caught. We know that it looked as if the government was trying to catch him when he was there with One American Nation doing these interviews. If you haven't seen them, see them. All the proof you'll ever need that what Trump was going after is exactly what we have told you has been going on there all along. And these attorney, basically head prosecutors, give all this information on both sides. On both sides. So they say, well, that one is corrupt against that one. You can't believe it. That one's corrupt against that one. You can't believe it. No, both sides. So much evidence, it's disgusting. So is Rudy going to be part of the Senate investigation, if there is one?
Now, wait a minute.
That is the ace in the hole. Don't you get it? That's the ace Trump has up his sleeve. Oh, you want to call Joe Biden or Hunter Biden, or you want to call your deep state shadow government people you called during the fake investigation?
Like Fiona Hill?
All those idiots?
Yeah.
Fine, we're going to call Rudy Giuliani and that reporter from One American Nation, and we're going to call Joe Biden. And we're going to call Hunter Biden. We're going to call Devin Arch. Okay, they're not going to do any of that. They're going to only present. This is going to be just exactly like the sham that happened, in my opinion, now from what I see. This is what I would predict. It'd be something like this. Can't swear to it because this is completely crazy.
Give yourself a little opening.
That's right. So I'm going to say it will probably be like what happened in the House Judicial Committee. They didn't investigate. They took Allen. They took Adam Schiff for brains, supposed inquiry, it was an inquiry, not an investigation, made that into the informing document that then allowed them to have an investigation. And then what happened? They had the most partisan lawyers speak, and one of them literally held multiple positions during the time that he gave his testimony. So he was the questioner and the answer at the same time.
I'll be the prosecutor now. Okay, now I'm the witness. Oh, now I'm the judge. That's how they play it.
That's what's going to happen again.
Yeah.
And they're going to present that. And those people who went up there, we've already heard their crybabying, whining, nonsense, demon, rat, evil, Adam Schiff, Hollywood written nonsense, which were all lies. We're going to hear it all again. And then we're going to hear the Republicans say, excuse me, let's say all that's true. None of that matters. There are no laws that say there's obstruction of Congress by the president. That would mean that the executive branch doesn't exist. And there, wrongful use of power. You are trying to take away his power in every single thing you do. So if there was any checking of power, it already happened. Okay, so did he? Here's the deal. Now let's go back to the details. The ICA report through the government report on the OMB that supposedly took its orders from Mulvaney and supposedly took his orders from Trump says that Trump didn't hold their payment for 45 days, congressional days. He held it from July 15th until August 9th. Now, you go ahead and count those days, but that ain't 45 congressional work days. So Trump had every right to do that. And he had three reasons why he could withhold it altogether if he wanted and then send it back and not give it to them. And he was doing due justice and due diligence on number one, which was extraneous circumstances. Well, there was huge extraneous circumstance. We didn't know Zelensky would be empowered. Why would we give him Javelin missiles, which he might not be able to control, which Ukraine could shoot at Russia and a World War III would start? That's how stupid the demon rats are. So what they, and let's be specific so that you don't think that I'm making this up. Exactly on July 15th, it was held up. He spoke with Zelensky on July 25th. On August 9th, they started to give 2% in a plan that would then shuffle all the money to them because Pence was going to go over for the inauguration. He didn't, but then Trump talked to him, to Zelensky, and trusted him. And when that happened, by the time that happened, the money had already been released. So there was no quid pro quo. If there was a quid pro quo, what did Trump get out of it? What was Trump supposed to get out of it? The only stuff we hear that he was supposed to get is Zelensky was supposed to announce an investigation into the corruption that was witnessed by the world through Joe Biden, who openly stated, I am a mob boss, and we in the USA control who your prosecutors are. Now, that's insane. That's insane. That'd be like if we went over to Putin right now and said, you just destroyed your government and you're rebuilding it so you can be a permanent president, and we're going to stop that. No, we don't give Javelin missiles to somebody we don't know. So, on August the 9th, 2% were released. And then that Sunday following, 25% was released. And every Sunday following that, 25% was released as Trump warmed up to the idea that Ukraine wasn't going to be like it has been, manipulated by Soros since Yanukovych was kicked out with the Orange Revolution.
Yes, but the good news is this. We have seen over the last 2.5-3 years the best effort that lawfare and senior executive services can throw at us, and they still haven't defeated Donald J. Trump.
That's right, Betsy. You nailed that one. And that's what I'm about to say. All these things, if you read them, if you're not overwhelmed, and if you don't think Donald Trump's being impeached, then that mainstream media has not effectively brainwashed you, and they are not. Mitch McConnell can dismiss the whole thing. He doesn't have to accept the process that led there. There was a resolution for an inquiry. There was never an investigation. And the vote was that Pelosi move forward on an inquiry. That was the original vote that started all of this. That is not an impeachment. That is an inquiry. So this inquiry, that's the reason they want, and they're missing an investigation because both sides didn't get to present unless it was a grand jury indictment, which is what they made it like. So therefore, there was no investigation. So what is it that Pelosi wants more than anything else in the whole world is for Mitch McConnell to do? An investigation. Please call any one witness, because then there will have been an investigation. There was no investigation. There is no impeachment. If John Roberts allows himself to be impaneled, he is the worst scumbag in America.
Well, it's a bill of attainder.
It's exactly what it is. It is, you are guilty without a trial, without presenting evidence or anything. That is what the Queen does.
Yes.
When they give a bill of attainder, that basically means the Queen has determined you're guilty and you can either give us your head or you can leave the country in exile.
But if John Roberts, how he rules will determine how he perceives himself. Is he a Supreme Court justice or is he King of America? And this is important, and I'm not making light of this, because he is surrounded by these federal judges who are acting as a court.
And the FISA court just...
Like
justices,
a royal court, you know, not just a court system.
Right. We need to know the names of all the impaneled FISA court judges who passed the four Carter Page FISA court warrants, because if they looked at that and they believed that, they're stupid and they have an IQ below operable number and they need to be impeached, period. Anyone, John McCain, Henry Kernard, David Kramer, Henry Kerr, any of them, Andrew Weissman, Bruce Orr, Nellie Orr, Victoria Nuland, anybody who believe that piece of garbage is an idiot. Now, anyone who believe that after listening to Trump's talk with Zelensky, that first off, there was no quid pro quo because you never heard Zelensky announce any investigation. We now hear, supposedly, there's an investigation against Trump and Giuliani for going after Yanunovich, the fired ambassador who was fired for very good reason that Trump can't even say out loud because she's not being indicted. She's lucky she didn't get indicted. All those people who testified, Fiona Hill included, all need to feel fortunate they weren't indicted because they were traitors. They did not follow their boss's directives. They followed their regulations, and they thought that they knew more than the president. They presumed, and they tried to outguess him. And that's exactly what Lev Parnas did with Rachel Maddow the other night. Now, Rachel Maddow had a meeting that they aired, and I listened to the whole thing with Lev Parnas. And by the way, I predicted exactly what would happen, and Lev was there with his lawyer. Now, let's just go back to Lev. Lev was picked up, along with Igor, and they were put in solitary confinement until they were manipulated. And you look at Lev, he's a broken man. I listened to him before and after. He was a broken man when he came out of prison, and he'll do anything that he's told to say. And what he's saying is a bunch of stuff that happened with Rudy Giuliani, who was very gung-ho, but he's a lawyer. Lawyers get to do that. And they have lawyer-client privilege. And Rudy did go over to find out what the heck is going on in Ukraine, because if Trump understands what we have said is going on in Ukraine, which I'm sure he does, he would have to send someone he trusted, because everybody else is crooked completely. Vested interests, aggrandizement, working with the oligarchs, so on and so forth, total part of the corruption, part of the Soros machine. So he sent Rudy Giuliani, and Giuliani got in, got out, got all the evidence, and is ready to go to court, to the Senate if necessary. That is the ace in the hole. That's what Trump has. He doesn't need to call that witness until necessary. And he can then, with hopefully the support of scumbag John Roberts, call to America the people that Yanunovich refused to allow to leave Ukraine to become witnesses for Trump. In other words, exculpatory evidence. Yanukovych did not allow them to leave their country and come into America. She is a criminal. She is part of the conspiracy. So if they come, well, then it all goes down. Burisma goes down. Biden goes down. And then they can call in the Chinese people to say, was a deal done with them? Yes, yes. Isn't that amazing? $1.5 billion. Even the president had trouble getting any deal out of you. But look at the way Biden and John Kerry's son, Christopher Hines, they just stroll in. No prep. $1.5 billion deal. Let's remember $900,000 went to Seneca, look it up, Rosemont, LLC, to Joe Biden. Check was written to his name, $900,000. Is he going to explain that? That was his payoff for getting Burisma back in line, you see? And it had to be in line because they were stealing $26 billion in U.S.-supported OPIC and USAID money. In other words, Hillary Clinton money. And what was that money for? To put in oil fields for who? For Democrats. Yeah, that's who was getting all the oil deals in Burisma. And Soros got his part on the other one. That's what was really going on. The separation of all of the state agencies into corporate oligarchical control, which was manipulated, and the Democrats got a piece of each pie. Instead of just calling in Goldman Sachs like they did in Russia and all the other USSR satellites, no. They called in demon rats. They called in Pelosi's son to set up the mechanisms for their boards for the oligarchs so that they could launder money. Oh my gosh, isn't that amazing? The Burisma was laundering money. Surprise, surprise. Look who was put on the board. People who knew nothing about oil. Why? Because they weren't drilling for oil. They were controlling Russian, Azerbaijani, Turkmenistan oil. And that's all it was. It was nothing more than a tax. And when the demon rats saw this, when Biden saw this, when he went there to begin with, basically he started supporting the Orange Revolution from its first day. Remember, McCain was on the street during the Maidan Revolution, supporting it, fomenting it. We had demon rats and Republicans, a couple of Republicans, on the streets of Ukraine right before 100 and some people were murdered by sharpshooters from the buildings all around to make sure that the revolution really did start. The false flag was there. He was there like within 24 hours of all those people being shot. He was on the street fomenting dissent, saying America supports all of you young people being manipulated by social media to go for a second revolution in America, in Ukraine, to get rid of Yanukovych, who had been reelected, who had already been the prime minister, who had been the president, prime minister, reelected, deposed him all three times. That's Ukraine, folks. And that's what the demon rats were getting in on. So, Lev Parnas, we told you this, and this is what I have to pat ourselves on the back for. Lev Parnas is not a strong man. I predicted that he would cave. Matter of fact, I actually predicted he would cave, not Igor Fruman, who's still in. That's right. Trumped up federal jail for supposed FEC violations, Federal Election Commission violations, and then they tried to trump up other charges which didn't stick on either one of them. That's the reason they supposedly let Lev Parnas out. I said from the beginning, the Federal Election Commission charges will put that people in the same place that Paul Manafort was put in until they can either manipulate a confession or manipulate them to be a star in the mainstream media. And I predicted Lev Parnas would be the star in the mainstream media. So Lev Parnas was allowed out of jail and probably not going to be prosecuted because he's now probably state's witness against his buddy, Igor Fruman, who helped out Rudy Giuliani, yes, and did make a donation to Trump. So what? Trump barely knew them. I think he stood with them for a picture once. That's not like a Felix Sater. That's not like, you know, the other Paul Manafort. But again, he didn't know Paul Manafort. So Trump was involved in a lot of people just because he stood next to them like Igor and Lev. So what? Lev comes out, and what does Lev say? Exactly what we told you would say. We actually predicted what Lev would say. That Trump tried to manipulate Zelensky, that he went there because he knew one of Zelensky's counselors, and that he got Rudy in, and that they basically got these people. He never gets there. He never gets to the fact that he was part of revealing all of the corruption and was part of the other documents. So he gives the telephone calls with Rudy, the text messages, and then he lies. And then he has practically memorized Sonderman's testimony from the Schiff for Brains kangaroo court. But Sonderland said everyone was read into it. Later, Sonderland said no one was read into it. You see, so he, by smart lawyers, Schiff, and Schiff's lawyers, which would be Mary McCord, it would be the lawyer who testified before the House Judicial Committee, it would be those people who met with him in prison and trained him to see if he could be believable, both of them, both Igor and
he. I guess you could find that out very easily by looking at the logbook.
Absolutely.
Then. See who came in and visited him.
100% guaranteed.
Well, I don't know. They lost Jeffrey Epstein's tape, so maybe they would lose that logbook.
They taped his lawyer going in, training him, mm-hmm. both of them, to say, this is what we want you to say. And then they tried to say it, and then they tried to embellish, and then they tried to add. And Lev is embellishing, and every time he embellishes, he's got to give. Just look at his eyes. And he has been miserably, miserably starved or something. Just look at him. There's something wrong with him. It wasn't the way he was before he went to jail. And then he came out, and what did he say? Oh, yeah, Trump is 100% guilty. Trump absolutely, and we tried to demand for Zelensky to do a public statement saying he was going to start an investigation against Biden. There's no proof that ever happened. There is proof that some very anxious Ukrainian businessmen, Lev and Igor, tried to curry some favor with President Trump. And through Rudy Giuliani, that's what they all do. They try to work through your lawyers to get in so that you can get a deal. Well, they didn't get no deal. There was no quid pro quo. Zelensky had no investigation. And supposedly the only investigation is against Trump. So that just proves that the corruption is still completely endemic in Ukraine. And it also proves we should have never given him the Javelin missiles. Period. They can't handle it. Those missiles will be like the rest of the Ukrainian missiles. How about other Ukrainian missiles that went to North Korea? How about Ukrainian missiles that went to Syria? How about Ukrainian missiles that went to Iraq? Ukrainian missiles that went to Iran? Ukrainian missiles that went to Yemen? When will it stop? It will only stop when the demon rats get out of Ukraine. So they said, well, if we can't get him here in America for doing something wrong, we'll simply use our number one place that we've been working out of for our corruption, Ukraine. We use Alexandra Chalupa, a Ukrainian who sat on the committee for the Democratic National Committee, a foreign agent who is on the Atlantic Council, the number one fake propaganda group against Russia. They make up Russian stuff like this Russia hacked Burisma. That's Atlantic Council. That's Alexandra Chalupa. That's the Ukrainian embassy in America. Hello, folks. We don't even have to look. We can tell you that. Why? It's already happened. All the Ukrainian people came out against Trump. They didn't want Trump. They wanted Hillary. They wanted the corruption of the Democrats, the demon rats, to continue in Ukraine. And we know they tried to blame the 26, what was billion, but they made it 26 million on Paul Manafort with the Black Ledger. Who invented that? Alexander Chalupa and Viktor Pinchuk. And we know this. We know it. We have the people who laugh about the way that these pathetic people came in and tried to do this to professional corrupted people, professionally corrupted government officials. You got to be pretty corrupt to fool a government corrupted official because they got the power. But we got, with Rudy Giuliani and One American Nation, the interviews of these people telling the truth. And the truth is, Yanunovich was completely corrupt. The CIA, Soros was in there. The State Department was in there. Victoria Nuland had spent $4.7 billion on the Ukrainian color revolutions and to turn Ukraine into what we wanted it to be. I don't know how she spent $4.7 billion, seeing that Soros was there spending whatever he had to spend. And then why does Soros really want it? Well, he wants the deal, but he also wants a civil war. So if those Javelin missiles are used wrong, it will be blamed on Trump, won't it? But if they were used right, it was still blamed on Trump. Trump did not violate the ICA 1974 law. He did not violate it. Those are lies. He did not keep $400 million from the Ukrainians. Those are lies. He paid every single penny of it except a little tiny piece that got deferred into the next year by September 30th, by the end of the budget year. So those are lies. It is lies that Trump, that Lev Parnas was in communication with Trump. He even admits in the Rachel Maddow lie that he was in communication with Trump only through Rudy. And Rudy said, and then he didn't use the word that he presumed, but had a lawyer been questioning him, he would have had to say, well, I presumed that Trump knew. I presumed. Exactly as Sonderland. And what did they say about presumption? It's nothing. It's less than secondhand. It's nothing. We don't want to hear what you presumed. And that's all that Lev had and then his communications with Rudy. But he doesn't go into any of the evidence. Somehow Rachel Maddow must not have seen the One American News reports, because had she seen them, she would have asked the real questions. But she didn't. That was staged with his lawyer. And, you know, the questions were all practiced. They were rehearsed. I think he knew his answers, some of his answers are preempted her questions. I mean, it was nothing more than a silly cartoon. And if you believe that, like Tom Cotton said, you'd believe anything. So let's go over them. Will Trump be impeached? No, they don't have the votes. And it's not an impeachment anyway. Will they actually have a pseudo trial? No, it won't be called necessarily a trial. They will let both sides present. And then they may, at that point, dismiss, as you do in any trial. You give the opening arguments, and then both sides, you know, the one side says dismiss, and the judge may say dismissed. Well, that could happen. Will they present evidence? Not even Lindsey Graham wants evidence. Rand Paul wants evidence. But that's because he's crazy. Crazy libertarian, you know, half the time right, half the time nuts. Well, 75% maybe, you know, he can be quite right and he can be on Trump's side. But does a Mitt Romney want evidence? Oh, yes. Oh, Mitt wants to have a long trial. Why? Why would Mitt want a long trial? Because Joe Biden is losing to Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. They have to sit there. They can't control their campaign in Iowa or any of the primaries if they sit for a trial. So
I don't understand how that would benefit Romney.
Because Romney is 100% for Biden. Biden is a Bush.
Okay, but if they have a trial, Biden and Hunter and that whole entourage are going to be up for questioning. So even though Biden is left out there, oh, you're shaking your head no.
Biden will not come. He's already said he won't come.
All right, so he's not going to come.
If he did, he'll plead the fifth.
And so Hunter's not going to come.
Oh.
Because you see, all that will tank him.
First
off.
So
what Romney wants is what Romney is best for Romney. So he's looking for a space where he can jump in.
Even if they don't come, the evidence can be presented based upon who it is that created the evidence.
Yeah.
The evidence was created by Ukrainians. We don't need the Bidens. Whenever you put an evidence into the court, you have to have the author of it. Well, we have the author of those documents. We have the chief prosecutors who are anxious to come to America to be part of a trial to exonerate Trump. So what will happen? We don't know. But did he violate a law, the AIC law? Nope. He was within the parameters and he followed all the laws and he had the authority to send the money back and not fund it based upon whether or not they had complied with the mandatory non-corruption aspects of being given Department of Defense funds. Okay. So Lev Parnas, does he have any evidence? No. What he has is he didn't present any exculpatory evidence. So will Nadler and Schiff for Brains get anything from the courts? Probably not. And will they call people? We don't know. We would laugh. We would laugh. The entire time I got to see crazy, crazy communist, fascist, insane, completely psychotic, just had a heart attack from all of his insanity, Bernie, sitting in his seat, not using his cell phone during the trial, that would crack me up. To see Elizabeth Warren, the very person, the Consumer Financial Protection Agency, instead of using the IAC, instead of manipulating the budget, Obama, through Warren's agency, put fines on corporations. Those fines were then given to Obama to spend as he pleased. He did the same on Freddie Mac and Freddie Mae. He did the same on FEC, the SEC. He collected tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars of fines, and then he spent them the way he wanted. It was completely illegal. Notice not one Democrat is mentioning that. They're mentioning whether or not we gave one of the craziest countries in the world, Ukraine, money on time, which he did, and yet, I agree with him. I don't think they deserve those missiles. So will the impeachment go forward? It will go forward, but it's not an impeachment. Remember, it is a resolution for an inquiry. So when they took the last vote, it was a vote on a prior motion that didn't exist. So the vote for the impeachment didn't really exist because it was based upon a resolution. And not only that, it was based upon a recommendation from the Judicial Committee that didn't do an investigation. So the whole thing is procedurally incorrect. So I say this is one of the funniest times ever. At the conclave, they barely come over anymore because they're so busy laughing and calling up and saying, did you read this article? Look at this. Did you get this? Did you see this? Oh, my gosh, did you see this? It's exactly what we said.
I know. I've spent most times now reposting material that we did 2 years ago because now it's finally coming out, what you had said.
I described exactly what would happen to Lev Parnas before they arrested him, and that's exactly what happened. So do not believe it, folks. Trump is still the number one contender.